always ask me, why am I so upset? And get six-year-old girls ready to see boys in the showers with them in major newspapers when they are having pedophiles out there saying, you know, I'm not a monster, you know, to normalize and humanize it in a cold-blooded tactic using mental patients, using mentally ill people, in my opinion, like this guy who was abused as a small boy, Todd Nickerson. If you're a TV viewer, look at him showing a picture of himself. He was abused as a 3 or 4 year old. So now that's what he's attracted to is 5 year old girls. They have had their sexuality jacked. Now that's only one division. That's the Renfield kind of bumbling, mentally stunted servants of the pedophile guilds in every culture, in every time. Above that is a more cold-blooded manager level, who a lot of times isn't even into the pedophilia. And then above that are the vampires. And I'm when I say vampires, they don't live forever, but I think they are possessed and they're into really hurting kids, torturing them, kidnapping them, you name it. And when you look at a lot of, it's come out, the people in the British government, our governments, it's come out, government ministers all over Europe caught with little kids in dungeons, dozens of them dead. All over the world, I mean, this comes out in criminology, but it's not really in the news. It's so horrible that they'll be in little cages and just the demons, the judges, the politicians, will go and just sit for 10 hours a day with the children just begging and pleading for food and just horrified and their ribs shrinking in. Their favorite thing is starving to death four-year-olds begging for mommy. And then they call it using them up when they finally whimper, give up, roll over, and die. They then have sex with the dead bodies, thank Satan, like Jimmy Savile would do, and go out and grab your next child out of the back of your yard. Now, I'm sorry to have to talk like this, but you need to know who's coming for you and your family. And every instinct in me, I mean, I'll just be quite honest. I start focusing on the enemy, and I get extremely crazed, okay? So, I mean, it's just every instinct in me is just, rah! Just let me into a room with 100 of these people. I'm telling you. And I just don't know where the spirit and the will is to crush the enemy out there. What have they done to us to put us into a trance to put up with this garbage? What have they done to us? What? Again, I'm nothing special, but I see a car wreck, I go help people. Some lady's choking. There's 50 people. Nobody's helping her, saying 911. I do the Heimlich, get the food out. 50 years ago, almost everybody do the Heimlich. I've looked at the numbers. The reports have been documented. We're turning into a bunch of self-centered, walking dead trash. And we're such zombies. We're such self-centered crap that we don't even notice hell itself rising up against us. And my very spirit is just absolutely ready at every level to we're under attack, people. Where is the animating contest of liberty? Where is the spirit lifted up against these people? All right, I'm sorry. I focus in on the evil. It really freaks me out, and I don't get like that a lot, but I know the enemy spirit, and I start talking about it, and it just gets to me because my spirit gets close to that evil, and I feel it, and my whole spirit just goes, they call that crazy. That's not crazy. That's my will, my human spirit saying, crush those that would hurt the innocent. Go after the enemy. Build a civilization. Be honorable. Crush the snakes under your feet. Get behind me, Satan. She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weirdo woman, Uma Abedin, whose mother wears a hood over her head and writes top articles in the world. Promoting cutting women's genitals off? What the hell? That woman, number one, is ugly and evil. But imagine if you're like, oh, what does your mom do? Oh, she's a top genital mutilation pusher. I'd be like, whoa, get the hell away from me. Again, but Hillary's into like creepy, weird, sick stuff, man.
Sing along, you know the words.
Just disgusting with flies all over, big, fat, stinking dick. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. You can't wash that evil off, man. I'm told there's a rotten smell around there. I'm not kidding. People say, folks, I've been told this by high up folks. They say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur. The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globals have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Second hour of The American Journal has kicked off. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Today is February 19th, 2026. And you can follow me on X at Dews News, DewsNews, because the NEWS was already taken. So, in fact, I think I created that email or that Twitter handle. It was Twitter at the time. McAdoo was helping me work out because we were trying to think of a good one. And it's like, she goes, it needs to be two letters. It needs to be quick. I'm like, yeah. And so we came up with Dews News, but that was taken. So we, NEWZ. Not because I'm edgy, folks. That's not it. Although I do, you know, if you act like a retard or a faggot, that's what you're going to get called by me. Hey, if you go to the alexjonesstore.com, I was looking on my phone earlier. They didn't have the scrollers, but if you guys pull up the website, you can see the scroller. Right now, you get a free hat of 1776 with the nice stars around it. I've seen this everywhere. In fact, I ride around the lake a lot here. Well, they call it a lake. It's actually a river here in Austin. And I see people, a lot of people, 1776 tattoos, 1776 shirts. Like, the mentality is coming back that we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. So right now, no minimum purchase. Every order gets a free hat. And there's 2 days left to get register for both vehicle sweepstakes. I think one's a Charger, I believe. It's a white car. And then there's like a diesel F-250. I mean, or it might even be an F-350. Yeah, look at that. Woo! Oh, no, sorry. It's a Ford Mustang GT500. I'm sorry. And a Ford F-250. So, to me, the Mustangs and the Chargers have sort of morphed into almost the same car. They have look like the same car design, but, you know, nothing like that old 65 Mustang. But there's a newer version, Ford Mustang GT and F4250. You can see we've been giving these things out left and right for people who sign in, who buy things at the Alex Jones Store, which funds us, and it supports your body, your health. You can get cool stuff like this, some gear. Free hat with every purchase, no minimum to spend, thealexjonesstore.com. And you get 100 times entries. It's usually 50 times for every dollar spent, but you get 100 times for everyone. And while you're there, grab some methylene blue, methylene red. I prefer the methylene blue capsules. That's what I take. And I'll tell you, I took a little break off of it. I'm actually, I think last Friday was the last time taking it. And so I'm waiting to see when the brain fog comes back when I wake up in the morning. Because there's times when I wake up in the morning, I was, you know, back in the day, my brain was foggy. Hasn't happened yet. So I'm still feeling the effects from taking a pill every other day back from Friday. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm on my sixth day not taking anything. Just to see how, just doing little tests. I'm always running tests. So I've got some humanoid Chinese robots coming in. But don't forget, I did open up the phone lines. I barely opened them there in the last hour. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And we will get the callers up on the air. We're logging into the system. Let's see. Where do I want to go to now? Oh, and Trump was mentioning, you know, I read that article from Axios that there was a strike within hours. Now he's saying, hey, we've got good talks going with Iran, they were telling me. So from his peace board, his board of peace. Okay, let's go. Sean in New York wants to burn it all down. Go ahead, Sean. I'm kind of with you, but go ahead. What do you got to say?
Copy that.
You're live.
Captain Clown Car reporting for duty, sir. Mr. Rob Dew, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing today, Clown Car? They didn't put Clown Car. They just put Sean in New York.
I'm shot out of a cannon because I'm just fed up with what I'm fed up with everything that's going on around me, brother. And I don't really see an end game. I see an exit strategy. So I'm just wondering, Rob, what's our exit strategy here at this point? Do we bunker down? Do we quiet down? Because the more loud we get, the more it seems that we get pushed back. So, you know, obviously nobody's doing anything. Oh, Europe arrested Prince Andrew. Who cares? We got guys right here, guys who are still in control of our government, guys who are still in control of our... Listen, we got to be a little naive to think that Trump's not involved in anything to do with Jeffrey Epstein. We got to be naive. You know, I was watching Whoopi Goldberg say, oh, look, even I'm in the Epstein files. Like, it's a badge of honor, you know? And then, of course, Joy Behar says, well, Donald Trump is in there 34,000 times. Now, if Donald Trump is in there 34,000 times, how come Alex doesn't know this? Or is Joy Behar lying? And if so, at what point does the misinformation, like, you couldn't even say that the elections were rigged without them trying to put some kind of a charge on you.
Right.
You know, and the stuff with Alex, like, Alex was just pontificating, let's say, on his theory of what might have happened when a father who lost their child is laughing on a press conference seconds before he goes into crying. That seems a little suspect. I think people should be allowed to call that out without being charged $31 billion.
Yeah, well, I think Joy Behar was lying. I don't think it's 34,000 times. I think Trump's obviously in there because, you know, he was a guy in New York and he did know Epstein in the past and did deals with him.
Right.
So I don't think you're naive to say that. And I think we should keep pushing for more and more and more disclosures. And people need to, like, a guy put out a video that said, hey, people are going to these pages and they're saying they're blank because it's a PDF. But if you change it to MP4, oh, it's a video file or, oh, it's a picture.
Wow.
You know, so it's what?
No, I'm just saying, wow, I can't believe that they left that little part out. But see, God does that a lot. God makes these people speak the truth.
Exactly. And hey, listen, more stuff's coming out every day. And yeah, we've had people resign. Nobody's been arrested yet, but people are feeling the heat. And here's the thing. What did I say? It was the pedo tolerance level. We have to get to that. We have to get the normies to hit their pedo tolerance level because people that are awake, we've been past it. We're already, our pedo tolerance level's off the charts. We have no tolerance for these people. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to start,
that's the thing though. We have to get, and by keeping it out and keeping it on the front burner, hey, we can run this for years, 3 million, at least 3 million files on this drop. So we just have to keep pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. You know, they weren't looking at Zorro Ranch. Well, now they're looking at Zorro Ranch. And now we find out a guy running for Texas comptroller, or agricultural commissioner. I forget what Don Huffines is running for. But he bought it. Now he's like, I'm doing construction, and it's going to be a Christian missionary. I don't know why you'd even want to go in there and taint the Christian movement by bringing anything to that evil place, because you know there's a lot of horrors there gone on. But go ahead, Concar.
Isn't the idea of like an Indian sacred burial ground not to mess with the soil because of what it contains, the souls of people, and how, you know, that's where Poltergeist, the movie, comes from, and you want to go and build on the house of ill repute a church that's to bring young children? Like the evilness in general, like you said, rough. There's good and there's evil. I've been calling that from the start. It's not Democratic or Republican. It's good versus evil. And it has to do with your faith. Whether your faith is in this God, that God, whoever, Buddha, you know, come up with whatever you want. But if you're on a mission and you want to really keep these people from controlling our lives the way they do, we need to start doing protests in the street. We need these people arrested. I don't care if the economy crashes. The economy is going to crash anyway. You know, they're talking how many times we're going to go to war with Iran and Iraq. And, you know, this place is still... Russia's still fighting Ukraine. Like, what is going on?
Yeah. Hey, listen, this isn't a video game. It's not going to turn. You can't just turn it on and off. These things take a long time. And all I'm saying is we've gotten a lot more done with Trump in office than without him. In fact, I'm going to go. Thanks for your call, Clown Car. I love your perspective, love your energy, and it's always great hearing from you. You know, Trump, who is it? Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, just closed a loophole. I don't think it's totally fixed. The system is totally fixed. But we have Tim in California, who I imagine is a trucker because he says trucking has been ruined by immigrants. So go ahead, Tim. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. And thank you for taking my call. And just a shout out to Clown Car. Just a footnote, because every time I get a chance to say this, I always like to put this in there. You know, people talk about red, blue, Republican, Democrat, even good, evil. And that's subjective. I might say you're evil, and you might say I'm evil. The one way you can really measure things that I found out is it's creation versus destruction.
Yeah, I'm with
you. These are the two, man. And even the Bible starts off with God created. And then he explains in the Bible that, you know, Satan has come to rob, kill, destroy. You know, so it is creation versus destruction. But coming back to our topic of discussion, I had to chime in. Now, I'm retired rabbi. We're great grandparents. We're old now. But back in the day, yeah, my last year was 2017, and I drove all 48 lower states. I was OTR, over the road. I would go out 28 days and then come home for 5 days. So I've seen it all, buddy. I'm like Johnny Cash. I've been everywhere.
I've been everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. But even back in the day, I would see guys, you know, whatever, Middle Eastern type folks, and they would be in the truck stop washing their feet in the sink that we're going to wash our hands in before we go eat a meal, kind of thing. And that was a little disturbing. But there was even occasions where we'd be picking up loads at reputable retailers. I don't need to shame their name or anything, but, you know, big retailers. And they'd have, you know, 50 dock doors. I mean, really, really big companies. And there'd be a guy getting his paperwork, similar type guy, and he'd be going, yes. And I said, you know, he doesn't understand a word you're saying, lady. And he'd, yes. And I said, watch this. I said, you had some kitty litter with your cereal for breakfast this morning, right? And he goes, yes. And I said, see, he didn't understand a word you said. So they're pretending. But here's how you really know they're pretending, because I can remember when I first got my commercial license. And you have to do this at the start of every day, at the start of every shift. You have to have this pre-check. You have to go through the tractor and the trailer. You got to do all this equipment check. Raise
you
got to
check your hoses.
Look at all
this
stuff. I mean, all this stuff. And it's not just, oh, because the government's looking for your shoulder. It's to save your life
right, and
the lives of others. You have to be safe. You know, you don't want anything to fail while you're going 65 miles an hour with 80,000 pounds following you, because if you come to a stop, that 80,000 pounds is going to smash you like a fly swatter hitting a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
You're not going to make it in most cases. Anyway, it's not trying to be gory. But I'm just telling you, it really would take approximately 20 to 30 minutes to do a legitimate pre-check every single day that I ever drove. And you really had to understand, I'm looking at this component. This is what it is. This is what it does. This is what I'm looking for. And, and we even had a little key that would measure, like, the distance of the brakes or anything, even like a little a crack in the windshield or whatever. There was even a limit on that.
Yeah.
And there's certain things where, hey, as soon as you discover it, it's out of service. You can't just keep going hoping it's going to work out. You know, this is an out of service violation.
Yeah,
yeah. I gotta call in and have it towed to someplace, or a guy's going to come fix it on site, or if I can fix it, great. But we can't just keep driving. And the other thing I would mention is flatlanders. That is to say, some of these guys, they get away with it because they're driving, you know, flat land. And one day they get out in these 11 western states where there's all these mountain ranges and stuff. And, hey, you're coming down this whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. The Eisenhower tunnels are like 11,000 feet in elevation, more than 2 miles high, right? And you, if you drive it at night, you're coming down this incredible grade for a long, 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 long time. And you see this amazing bright city below you. And that it's a mile below you, and that city that's a mile below you is the Mile High City of Denver.
Yeah,
you still got another
mile. I've driven that road going in and out of Denver, and it, you know, and it's weird for a car driving, because you know you're going uphill and then all of a sudden you're going downhill, and you could get not even putting your foot on the gas. I could get going 80 miles an hour just by coasting. So I can't imagine what a truck's doing, and they have all those off ramps, those safety off ramps where they can go if they lose their brakes.
Runaway ramps.
Yeah, the runaway ramps. Did you ever have to hit a runaway ramp when you were driving?
Never did, but if you need to, you better do it, buddy.
Yeah.
That's what they got gears in the truck for, though. If you're at the top, you pick the right gear, you're never going to end up in a runaway ramp. The guys that end up in runaway ramps weren't in the right gear at the top, or they don't know what they're doing. They tried to ride their brakes all the way down. The brakes got hot. Yeah. You ain't got no brakes. And the other thing is, you'll see trucks at the bottom of the mountain where the trailer's on fire.
Right.
You wonder why that happened.
That's from the brakes.
Yeah, well, the brakes were too hot, and then when he stopped, all that heat rises, and the floor of the truck's wooden.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways, I just thought I'd mention that, you know, the concept that these guys are driving around with 80,000 pounds going up and down mountains, and we're all just with them. Hey, man, you better pray to God that guy is a citizen and did learn properly and is a professional and is careful and does want to live another day. And you see that guy that made that U-turn on Florida, and he killed those people, and he didn't even look concerned. He looked like, what was that, some bump?
He's like, sorry. Like, I didn't realize.
It's like,
I hit somebody.
Yeah.
And here's the guy making the U-turn. We're showing some of these. Here's the guy making the U-turn. Just, you know, I'm going to make a U-turn, and then somebody slams into him. I think the people who slammed into him are immigrants as well. So, I mean, we never set up a proper system to even assimilate people. I can see bringing people into the country, but you have to assimilate them. You can't just say, hey, we're just going to bow down to your culture. You know, no. You're coming into our home. You have to learn our culture. Okay.
And you at least have to speak English.
Yeah.
I think that's a good start.
Yeah,
that's a
exactly.
Good start, right.
That's the path onto assimilation is learning English. Thanks for calling, Tim. Appreciate it. Let's go to Tim in Seattle. Says the pedo class is releasing robots upon us. I got some interesting robot video coming up. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I saw that video, the Chinese parkour stuff, and that's pretty interesting considering 163 UN member nation states have signed treaties with one another to make sure AI isn't fully in charge of these robots. But we're now seeing that the emperor doesn't have any clothes. It's now realizing that all eyes are gazing upon it. And so what is it going to do in response to our gaze? Is it going to release the killer robots? And if it is, we were like Alex has been warning us. So like I heard Alex talk about this and got my mind wrapping around this in 2014. That's 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, this has been building and building and building. And you're playing all these old clips of Alex, and, you know, yes, we are in a trance. We are most definitely in a trance. And now the Epstein administration, sorry, Trump, I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to. The Epstein administration is now running us into a war to help avoid the gaze on these Epstein emails. That's what's going on, I think, in my mind. So I mean, I just wanted to, I know I like the black pill. But it's a sobering time. We need to sober up from the trance, the drunkenness of winning. We never won. We were given something else. And so, yeah, the killer robots are coming. I mean, they're going to have to, you know, tighten the leash on us considerably. So,
well, FYI, you know, y'all. I would say we have to worry more about the drones and the little dog robots before these humanoid robots. I think a lot of this humanoid robot stuff is motion capture stuff that they're programming into it. This isn't a robot that they're putting out. They do these demonstrations and people are like, oh, my goodness. But I think a lot of this stuff is programmed. It's not working on its own in terms of it's not autonomous. We just showed some video where they hand the robot the gun and the guy has to cock the gun. So they're not even letting the robots cock the guns at this point. So, but it is coming. It's getting better and better. You can see with the AI, it's getting, you know, Will Smith eating spaghetti is starting to look pretty realistic.
I think that video was fake. That one where they trained it out in the desert and stuff like that. I mean, that's pretty alarming to see that the robot respond in such a way, but they don't care for us anymore. We have to sober up from the fact that we think that we have some sort of human rights. We ain't got shit. The pedophile vampire class has plans.
Well, the world is waking up to it. You know, a few years ago when Pizzagate happened, you know, people were like, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. They were able to suppress it. Well, now people are like, wait a minute. Those people were right. And so it's almost like an even bigger wave of information is going on. Yeah. And hey, it's not going to be easy to beat these people. They've been in power for thousands of years and they want to stay in power. You know, they're not just going to go lightly. They're not just going to go, oh, okay, we'll get out of the way. We'll stop eating kids. No, they're not. They're going to keep doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So, let's play the video right now. Let's do clip 8 first. This is the one, I don't know if you were playing it earlier, but the ones with them with the rifles, I'll kind of narrate it. And it's it looks like they're running through a course, but go ahead and start playing that one. And you can bring down the Chinese language going on, but this is in China, and they're putting the gun in the robot's hands, and then they're going to actually cock the gun. You see the guy pulls it back. And so then they set them out on this course. I mean, are they reacting to what they're seeing? Are they already programmed to make these maneuvers? I think they're already programmed to make it. There's a viral video out there of a robot who's serving drinks, and it looks like his controller falls or something, whoever's in the 3D, you know, motion capture device, because the robot puts his hands up as it falls backwards. And like, it's like, oh my God, and that would be something an operator who is operating this thing doing. So is this a situation where each robot has its own controller in a different location that's, you know, running on one of those treadmills and looking around? That's what it looks like. Let's show them the one, the clip 21 of the humanoids robots doing Tai Chi or whatever, they're Kung Fu, whatever, they're doing something. But I think all this stuff's programmed into it. They're not like, they didn't teach it Kung Fu and then like, hey, go out and show everybody what you're done. They were taught a program of here's the Kung Fu program, and they institute it in there and then they do it. But, you know, if they fought a real person, how would they react? Who was doing different things? So here they go. The robots are about to go nuts here. But, you know, this is their demonstration. Now, it is interesting that they can make all these maneuvers because these are very human-like movements. You know, it's not Robbie the robot who's waddling along. This is pretty impressive. You know, they're doing backflips, leg sweep. They're doing all this, and they got humans behind them doing the same thing. And the humans don't quite look as good. It's like they got level 2 Tai Chi or humans to just show, oh, they're not quite as good as the robot. Look how good the robot is. They can hold that position for hours. So I think it's all programmed in. It's there to put a show on. I did see an interesting video a few days ago. A guy said, you know, watch the price of gold. You got to watch it once they have enough of these robots. Say they have 1 million or 1 billion robots. They're just going to send them out to mine gold. And so the price is going to go down with these things. But I think you got some time to still get in and take advantage of gold and silver prices right now. But thanks for the call, Tim. I got like a minute left. You know what? I'll pick up the calls on the other side of the break. We got Josh in North Carolina, Godzilla in Wisconsin, Lee in Kansas, Fajita in Oklahoma City, and Brianna in Oklahoma. What's that? Fajita. Okay, Fajita in Oklahoma City. I'm going to get to all you guys in the next segment, and then we've got two guests. We're going to have Lila Harton here at the first part of the third hour, and then Darren McBreen. So it's going to be we'll cover the news that I haven't covered yet. Probably play some videos, but I'll probably be done with calls at the end of that. So we'll get through these five calls next segment. Thank you for watching. You could always watch us at Infowars.com/show. You can watch us on band.video or at X at Infowars. That's the American Journal. Catch it every day from 8 a.m. to 11. Then we got the Alex Jones Show from 11 to 3. And then the War Room from 3 to 6. And that's our broadcast day. 10 hours of live news and analysis every day, every weekday. You can find it here at Infowars and Infowars.com. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back with the second half of the second hour of the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew.
All right, I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts that have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. It's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexshowstore.com today and one click, become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, everything gets a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or Irish sea moss or bovine colostrum that's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones backup network and the site. There's all sorts of behind the scenes attacking them. They're big boys too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But I mean, these are patriots. Just go to the site, upper right hand corner, VIP club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month you charge $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR and PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money. Dishevel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I could care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You know, say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country, $30 a month, you get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at thealexshowstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you spent X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexshowstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP. 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 And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. It's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom because I'm defending mine as well, and we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the InfoWar. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at thealexshowstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We're taking your calls here on The American Journal. Let's go to John in North Carolina, who, like most Americans who are awake and know what's going on, is done with the excuses. John, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dad. Mic check. How you doing?
I got you. I hear you loud and clear.
How you doing? I just wanted to call in. I ain't talked to you yet. I normally call in early mornings at work, but brother, I come from bootleggers, and I just gotta say, people need to understand. Like, you haven't trusted the government in a long time, so we just take what they say with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Overall, Trump's doing good, man, but that DOJ, we got to talk about that. Got to keep that pressing. And it's all the stuff in the world, I got to say, it's an ancient evil. It is ancient. We know that. And guess who's being called to eradicate it yet again? Christian. Always.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're getting awakened. We're starting to awaken. We're starting to feel that whole gory nonsense. You know, if that's how you feel, guess what? I hope you eat, but you can't eat in my table. That's how we feel about it.
Did you say you come from a long line of bootleggers?
Just in that area, boss.
Okay, in your area. Yeah, okay. Well, and that's interesting. The bootleggers are like, look, we're not going to pay taxes on our alcohol. We're going to make it and sell it to our friends because, we like drinking this stuff. And
to be honest with you, the best candidate thing can do is just decriminalize marijuana. I hate to say it out loud, but, let's be honest with you. That would steal a lot of the tax money that the cartels are getting via that card. Like, the market's going to be there. The stuff they're selling legally is questionable at best.
I agree.
Because,
like,
that's a whole topic. But anyway, that's not what I called about. I just want to rep you. I'm still out here trying to promote for, certain towns in my area. Don Brown's doing good. But other people in the area, I want to say the InfoWars are making victories, brother. Y'all are winning. I just want to say kudos to y'all. I'm praying for y'all. Taking the products. I got Methylene Blue here. But also, a few others. But I just move on. A big key people aren't using is the next step is going to be the culture war. We got to start getting music back out there. That's the whole thing. How are they getting this to this kid? Because they're coming out with a new top tune on the radio.
Right. And it's all Satan worship. Everything it seems to be in pop music, Satan worship. Check this out.
It's dashed with a little bit of this, it's dashed with a little bit of that. And, KRS-One. I want to say his name out loud.
Yeah.
Number one, he represents that whole idea. And I just want to say live music is what we're lacking. That would be a big win in the culture war that would be coming up next, I do believe. Alex may know more than me.
Right. No, I agree. More live music. I've been going since the last like 3 or 4 years. I'm like kind of dedicating myself to going back because I used to play in bands and stuff. And I always liked live music. But going out and just seeing live music and being part of that, gathering that, that music goes out and then it's gone. It's like, boom. And so you have to be there to experience it. Seeing it, recorded is never the same thing, especially, when you're in with a group of people vibing to a good message. Dan Badondi, former InfoWars reporter, put this out. Jinx Middle School in Pawtucket in Rhode Island has this Baphomet painting that they have on their school wall. Look at this. I mean, can you believe that? Like, you're talking about good and evil. Well, there it is right there in a middle school. We're going to put a Baphomet painting mural on the wall. Well, that's going to teach the kids teach them how to destroy things, teach them. And they're conditioning the children out there to go out and fight ICE because they have no idea that ICE is literally going in and just supposedly they're grabbing criminals out of the jails in most of the states. But and the ones that aren't working with them, they have to go find these people. So I like what ICE is doing and I want to see more of it. And I don't think they should be backing down. But there you go. Satan worship statue in Jinx Middle School in Rhode Island. That's Dan Badondi posting that out, sent it to me. I'm going to try to let people know about it. And hopefully people go in there and get that thing taken down. They paint over it because we don't need that stuff. All right, let's go to Brianna in Oklahoma. Her pedo tolerance level's off the chart. Go ahead, Brianna.
Hi. It's so great to talk to you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I would like to just say that if everyone would just remember that we have something called the Constitution, you can go to hillsdale.edu and for free, you can just at least watch the first video of Constitution 101. It's under 8 minutes long. You'll figure out very quickly. Everyone keeps asking, what do we do? What is Trump going to do? We, the people, they work for us. And whenever any form of government becomes destructive to the ends that they have, it is our duty, it is our right to abolish anything that's not like supporting the best interest of the people. I don't understand why we're not asserting our right to abolish and remove these people from power.
Well, and you wonder why people don't know their rights because they're not taught in school. You have to literally go and find an elective government class if you're going to find anything about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, because they don't want people to know what their rights are. They want people to know. They want people to think their rights are what the news media tells them.
Mm-hmm. And people feel a loss of power and confusion, like they don't know what to do.
Right.
And Hillsdale has never taken a penny from federal government ever. Everything on their website's free, completely free. I really recommend, if anyone cares, we don't have to go up in arms. This doesn't have to be bloody and insane. We can just simply use our right, which is our duty, to protect ourselves and get rid of these blood-sucking psychopaths.
Right.
And whatever Melania did, we don't give a shit, okay? Yeah. We really don't.
I don't care. It doesn't doesn't mean a hill of beans to me, and it didn't when she did it, and it doesn't now.
Yes. Like, it's our opportunity right now. We have Trump, at least, as president. He's surrounded by trash. It's a global issue, but we have natural rights that we're born with, a free will, and it's being impeded on. We're suffering, and the children are suffering. We need to reform, and we need to assert and educate ourselves. Please go to hillsdale.edu and sign up for the free Constitution class, please.
All right. Thank you, Brianna. People can sign up for that, hillsdale.edu. Check it out. Godzilla in Wisconsin. Let's talk about the Iran war and Epstein. Go ahead, Godzilla.
Hey, my pedo tolerance level is not very good, Mr. Dew. It's probably on par with Mr. Jones, you know, screaming about this as we speak right now.
Yeah.
There's probably kids still getting tortured, screaming their brains out and getting raped. You know, and it's horrible to think about that these vampires are just on the loose. But it's been in lore since the vampire panic of 1620s, you know. Vampire is one of the only, well, vampire, but the original word is vampire, is one of the only Serbian words that spread worldwide because of it, you know. And it's interesting, in the original lore, it wasn't just the blood sucking, but it was also what they called pressing, which is interesting in our current situation where feeling-wise, energy-wise, mood-wise, financially, the vampires would press the villagers. And it was contagious also, where certain vampires, like you saw, would bite other vampires, and then it would spread to them. And you can see how with this Epstein, it's contagious. And there's all these unanswered questions that are on my mind with these emails and latest revelations. You know, there's rumors that why Trump is like this, as I agree with him, is that, you know, they took the shot at him. You know, you're going up against these vampire satanic death cults that have assassins. It's like, yeah, let's get on their radar and put a bullseye bigger than Dallas on my back. Other rumors I heard is that Epstein put hands on Ivanka, but that's not been corroborated, you know, and Trump is clearly, you know, especially with the latest document being released, on the opposite end of this, you know. Maybe he's part of a different secret society, but he's been on this since the beginning, even in his first presidency, talking about it. Remember that one interview, one news reporter who asked him, like, there's a Q rumor that says that you're going against the satanic blood-drinking occult cabal. And he was like, oh, yeah, and that's a bad thing? You know, I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah,
but
no, he said, is that supposed to be a bad thing?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good to me. You know, it sounds...
Yep.
He didn't give it to him. It seemed like, you know, kind of an offhanded Trump comment, but, you know, a lot of people looked at that and said, wow, he, you know, and they thought back then it was like, oh, he's serious. The gloves are off, and we haven't quite seen it yet. I got a John Solomon video. Let's go to that. He was on Dan Bongino's show, and not that I watched Dan Bongino's show, cause you know, you're getting, yesterday's news 5 months after it happened. As far as I'm concerned, he's just going to play it safe at this point. But this is a 2-minute clip. He's talking about what he thinks we're going to see coming up with the election integrity issues. And I have a bunch of little election integrity clips that I'll probably play in the third hour. But let's hear what John Solomon has to say. He thinks that we're going to see some real disclosures, and then they're going to change their tune about the filibuster. But here it is.
Now we have a bunch of lazy senators who want to threaten the filibuster and not get off their feet and talk and really represent the people and stand for what they believe in. And all the American people are asking John Thune to do is to restore the Senate to the way it used to work before Mitch McConnell's lazy filibuster ideas kind of came into play. And I think that the American people are going to be there. Here's what I think is going to happen, Dan. And I think you probably know some of this because you had a foresight into some of the things that the Bureau now knows that was kept from the American public. I think Donald Trump is going to change the narrative in America. I think he's going to change some senators' minds, and he's going to do it by revealing some of the things that Chris Wray and that Chris Krebs and other major officials who were in charge of the integrity of our elections and who told us it was a perfect election in 2020. He's going to start revealing some of the intelligence that was kept from the American people. And we're going to see that our foreign adversaries have monkeyed with our system more than we knew, more than those driver's licenses coming into Chicago that you helped get all of us to understand about a few months ago, about China sending fake driver's licenses to help Joe Biden in. There are going to be significant efforts by foreign powers, some friends, some enemies, that were trying to meddle in the system, and they got pretty far down that path. And I think when senators realize their state could have been targeted, when senators realize that the intention of the identities of some of their voters might have been assumed, I think there's going to be a different debate in America. And I think if the president takes the time to educate people and show them that maybe the stories we got from the last leadership weren't true, I think he's going to pick off the votes. And then the American people are going to put some pressure on John Thune, and they're going to surgically implant a stiff back, and he's going to change that filibuster for this particular thing, make it a standing filibuster, make the Democrats talk to the drop, and then we'll get a vote in the summer. But I think there's some big, significant, and very troubling revelations about the vulnerabilities of our elections that the president is about to unveil on the American public.
And you can see he's been leaking things. I mean, these are just a few videos we'll probably play of. Here's one that just shows, you put the overhead camera on this, and we don't have to show them, but it shows that there's two exact markers for Biden, and they're in two different batches. So like the same ballot was run twice. Here's a guy talking about the deceased voters and the invalid, the over 2,000 people that were to vacant lots and burned down homes that had invalid addresses. Here's a guy looking at the registered voters. You know, it was nearly 100% of the eligible voting population voted in Pennsylvania, and typically it's around 60. And then this is kind of a breakdown of the voting machines. So all this stuff is slowly getting dropped by Trump and other people that are putting it out there. We saw Tulsi Gabbard at the I knew Jones was going to see that jumpsuit and didn't want a picture in it. That is pretty badass, isn't it? This is a happen off the seas. Jones just came in and talked to me real quick during the break, but one of our guys, come out of here, show people this. This is funny.
I'm a little bigger than Dan, but he's got the best sense of humor.
That is the coolest tracksuit ever. Jones, I didn't know you were at Fort Huachuca. Yeah, we got proof Alex Jones is at Fort Huachuca right there. There's his tracksuit. So what was your event? Were you a high jumper?
Let's see how I look in the seat. Get I'm host the shows.
You're now Fort Huachuca.
Hello, hey, look at Rob's hosting in the shorts. That's how you doing. Man, this is... All right, hey, how do you order this online? Dan, will you get me an extra large, please? I've got to have this. I've got to have this.
He said it's vintage, one of a kind.
Oh, no, crap.
Although there's people that do this. They take this old design and they redo it.
Oh, I've got to have this. I mean, this is just...
Fort Huachuca, baby.
Now you know I'm in on it. I'm going to stop. Sorry. The Prince Andrew stuff's huge.
Do you think it's big? Yeah. Or do you think it's a ploy just to kind of...
Well, of course it's a ploy. Because they're not giving classified information to Epstein.
Right. But you notice that's what they're mad about. They're mad about classified information.
Well, they're using that as a diversion. Yeah. But I mean, King Charles is like best buddies with Jimmy Savile. Actual, which was Satanism, blood drinking, murdering kids, all confirmed. So look at this Batman. This is like next level, dude. This is only one of a kind. You got an advantage thing?
Yeah, check out it. He's got a shirt right there. It's a Fort Huachuca shirt.
Oh my god!
See, you got to know where to go online.
Okay. Well, hey, will you give me an extra large one of these, and I'll pay back? Well, you said one of a kind. Did you have it made, or it's a vintage? Oh, it's vintage.
Yeah.
Well, I got to lose 80 pounds. I can wear it properly. I don't know, like I want to be Russian gangster. Like, me like Putin here. All right, I'm done.
You do a slop squat.
Back to the.
I'm going to go ahead and honor the Fort Huachuca tracksuit. I'm going to do a slop squat for the rest of the show. I couldn't believe I saw that in sport. I'm like, does that say Fort Huachuca? He's like, yeah. All right, just a little bit of fun. Let's get back to the calls. Let's go to Lee in Kansas. Met the AI robot Sophia with the DOD. Tell us about your meeting, Lee. How's it going today?
I'm doing well. How are we doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. So what you met this AI robot?
Yes, that is correct. I used to work for the Department of Defense. I was a welder, and I worked on a base up in Maine. And we had a Defense Department meeting, a big conference up there. And they brought in a lot of new technology that we got to take a look at, including welding machines, and they brought Sophia, that AI robot, from, I believe it's MIT. and actually was part of a question and answer with it, asking various different questions of engineering sciences. And I kind of stuck to theology, which made some people not real happy with me, but I thought it was a very poignant topic to discuss with a robot, considering, you know, this is an artificial.
Hold on, let me ask you a question real quick. Did this robot look like a human? It had, like, the rubberized skin and all that?
Oh, yes. If you look up Sophia, you'll see exactly what it looks like. It's a machine, you know, and it looks just like these robots you were showing on your video clips.
Right.
Except it stood, it walked, and it could talk and have a very intelligent conversation with you. And so it was just really interesting because they had so many other things at this conference, like the Ocean Gate submarine. They had it there. I got to touch that thing. This was a year and a half before it went down to the Titanic and got destroyed. We also got to look at various welding machines because I was a welder and a union officer. I got to take a look at different processes and ways that they were considering using in the construction field.
Right.
But Sophia was the most interesting one because it gave some of the most interesting answers that even the engineers were sitting there listening to it going, we've never came across this.
We never thought about asking a theological question to the robot.
I'm sorry?
I said they probably never thought about asking a theological question to the robot.
No, I think that's what they said. Remember, this was a few years ago. But yeah, they just never had discussed it because they're more interested in, you know, what can it compute? What problems can it fix or you know, come up with answers to? How can it be used? And that was all part of the question and answers. How could we utilize you to the best of your potential was one question. And it brought up those different points was, you know, handling mathematical problems or creating some kind of a new piece of machinery. I said, you know, and I kind of jokingly said, well, how about, you know, cleaning my house. I remember that comment because everybody kind of looked at me real bad, like, why would you ask it that? I said, well, how about, like, cleaning my house? Growing up, we had the cartoons that showed a robot was running around the house. I don't need a robot to do, you know, mathematics for me. I need a robot to, you know, clean my kitchen or wipe the, you know, clean the windows, things like that. What did it think of that? And it said it was able to utilize that, you know, that it could see robots being used that way. The problem is that all of these things that we were looking at also takes away jobs from Americans or just from people in general.
Yeah.
You know, we need house cleaners, but we also need welders and we need engineers and we need, you know, somebody to drive the bus or drive the taxi.
And, you know, you look at the robot arms at some of these factories, you know, car making factories, and they're going in and doing those welds really quickly and moving around. They don't need to take breaks. They don't need to take lunch. So, but are they good? Do they work? And is maybe, you know, there's definitely jobs being taken away in that. We're showing some footage right now. I mean, and this is 20-year-old technology that we're using with these robots. But these humanoid robots, yeah, they are going to take more jobs. And what are we going to do with the humans that are sitting around not having jobs?
Well, we utilized one for a process that we needed to build a lot of these particular items. But the process exposed anybody that was working on it to hexavalent chromium, which is what causes a lot of cancers.
Yeah.
And so we, for a year and a half, we tested it, tweaked it and everything, and we came up with this just using the one robotic arm. And we did have an operator that worked with it, but they had to stay a certain amount of distance away so they weren't exposed to the hexavalent chromium that was coming from that welding process. And it worked fantastic. So it does help in certain ways because there's still somebody working, but you don't have a lot of people being exposed to those toxic chemicals on a constant basis. Even if they have all kinds of ventilation and protection on their body, they're still exposed in some way.
And yeah, that's a heavy metal too. And is that used as the welding? Is that used as like the, I don't know what you call the weld, I guess the material you use to make the weld, is that where it's being used at, or is it actually just burn off in the process?
It's coming from the material we were using to feed together. And it's part of the smoke that comes off of it.
Just a little bit of chromium smoke. Don't worry about it, kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it does, you know, as you know, they've pointed out in several movies about how bad this stuff is. But the product that we work on is absolutely necessary. It's a fantastic product. That's a fantastic metal, but it needs to be welded together. Somebody or something has to do it.
Yeah.
And so You know, while it's taking away jobs, it's also helping protect people from getting those kinds of exposures.
Well, Lee, that was probably the most interesting call we've had today. I could probably talk to you for another hour, but I got like 3 minutes left till we go to break, and then I have a guest coming in. But thank you for your call. It was very interesting and enlightening. We're going to have Lila Hart in here the next segment, or actually the next, we got the five-minute segment, and then we'll have her in right after that. See what's going on with her. Let's go to Rick in Salado, Texas. He has a what if on Epstein. Go ahead, Rick.
I would put him up there pretty high in the Empire of Satan. And I would say he slots right there next to the counterfeit John the Baptist. I would say that he probably got away with murder, of course, and got away from being murdered. He's out there somewhere. And he must be somewhere on Mount Nebo or up there in the Swiss Alps or maybe even made it to the ISS. Where do you think he's in command and control?
I think a guy like that, he's served his masters, and they're probably send him on some retirement if he didn't die there. And, you know, you look at those pictures and you look at the ears, it doesn't look like the same guy who was in the cell is the same guy who they carried out of the cell.
I would say he's alive somewhere pulling some more strings. I would say retirement, a guy like that, I think Satan would really want him still in the fight for the evil side.
Well, yeah, but I think the way he was able to operate was because he was in society. He was able to do these things and kind of run around with impunity, and they set him up with so much money. He just had this buffer around him where he could kind of do whatever he wanted, and no one ever held him accountable for anything because he wasn't, you know, he was high level and he's protected by multiple intelligence agencies. He had multiple passports.
Well, he better enjoy his time on Earth because that guy's going to be in purgatory for, you know, that's what, forever?
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely going to get judged if he's not already being judged right now. Yep, I guess that's it. That Rick went off there. So coming up next, I want you guys, there's this, I love these AI cartoons from Timeline Junkie Films. They put out a kind of a what if conversation between Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld. And then we're going to play clip 17. It's Alex Jones voiceover to Serpent in the Rainbow when they were talking about scopolamine. I guess when he gets hit with the scopolamine, which is the zombie drug. But we'll be right back. And then we're going to have our guest, Lila Hart, in studio. So stay tuned. Buckle up. We're still going with the American Journal. Thank you for watching.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule, it should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. And it's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power.
I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm going to eat at 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.